us online at sky995fm.com. Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM. Sky 99.5 FM.
I want my deliverance. Because things are
about to change in your life right now. 8 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Welcome to it. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, and Christians Speak Out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me from weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Lady Carla G in your company this morning. As per usual, on a beautiful Monday morning, it's a mighty mountain moving Monday. That's right, in Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning to all my maxi-taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services. Good morning to all the fire officers, the prison officers, Coast Guard officers, all the customs, licensing officers, army, police, and air guard. Good morning to you guys.
I declare today things are changing right now.
That's right, things are going to change. We give you praise and we thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to see another week. Father, we pray a blessing upon your people, O God, today. Father, Lord, we come against every spirit of division. We pray for unity in this nation, Lord God. As we begin our week, we acknowledge you today. And we ask that you will direct our paths this morning. We pray that you will cover us at our jobs, cover us on the roads. So those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, ask God to cover you today.
I'm placing my
pray, oh God's favor be upon you and your children and your family today. I pray that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, but every tongue that has risen up against you shall be condemned. I speak healing and deliverance in your bodies today. As we start things off this week, we thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Well, it's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, and of course, it's a Monday, this September the 28th. Yep, 28th of September. Yeah, I kind of got confused just now because it says 21st on the script. But nevertheless, it's the 28th of September. And today we're talking about vaccination, guys. When a COVID vaccine, what I want to ask you guys this morning is, when a COVID vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? That's my first question to you this morning. My second question is, some people believe that the vaccine is part of a new world order. What do you believe? And if it is said that you can't work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations? We've been hearing so many things going around on social media, different, I would call it theories. I won't say conspiracy, I would say theories. I want to hear from you. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Morning to you, Shireen. Lord, this morning I commit my day to you as the sun rises with the gleam of each new day. Your mercies are renewed every morning. May you be glorified in my life today. And may the light of your love shine brightly within me. As the birds rise early and sing of your goodness, this morning I will sing praises to your name. Morning to you, Gina and Jeanette. Morning to you, Brent and New Grant. Morning. Morning, guys. Morning, Adrian Acosta. Yes, good morning to you, Uncle Val, Donna in Kelly Village. Good morning to Carla Brown. Good morning to you, Hyacinth. Says good morning, Carla. How are you this morning? Morning to my family, or your family, Sky family, MPC family, Trinidad and Tobago and the world at large. Also, 99.5 workers heading out for my morning walk. All do have a safe and beautiful day. God bless you, guide and protect you this morning. Morning, Mr. Santa Cruz. Morning, Sky family. May all of you have a beautiful week. Silent listener. I take your calls now at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Morning to you.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 800-624-7729.
It's Your Voice, The Christian's Perspective. Today we're talking about vaccination. Whether or not you believe when a COVID vaccine, guys, is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
Hello, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. All right, hold on. Let me get that fixed.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, darling. Hold on. Hello. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear now, Carla.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed too. I presume that you had a wonderful weekend.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did, actually. I did.
Yeah, glad that you did enjoy your weekend.
I did. I did.
I heard a question this morning about vaccination.
Talking about that today.
I'm not interested in that vaccination, you know.
You're not interested? Tell me why.
When it come up, I really have to investigate it and read a lot about it before I really think if I really taken it.
Right. I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. I have to do a whole lot of investigation about that.
Yeah.
That's my intake about it. I don't know about the other people, but for me, that's my thing.
All right.
Good morning to the beautiful Sky family. This is Gina and Gina here. I'm from the hospital. Anne and her son from over. Sir, Mrs. Emmanuel, Veronica, Innocent, always listening, Gina and Gina. Miss Maloney, everybody who's listening, Gina and Gina, this morning. A pleasant, pleasant day to each and everyone. And next Monday, so God's Day will be Virgin Day. I know that.
Next Monday, it'll be what?
I want to send out birthday greetings this morning to a very special woman this morning.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Wilma Bruce.
Yeah.
From St. Anne's, Main Road, St. Anne's.
Oh, nice.
And I want to wish her all the best for her birthday. Yeah, I wish her all the best for her birthday. May she have an enjoyable birthday. Also to Nigel Stater from Arima, Old Town Road, Arima. I want to wish him all the best for his birthday today. And nice. I wish him, I know a new month starting time. My sister month, next week, Monday, please, for birthday, they will be her birthday. So then I'll be beginning up then. But for now, it's Wilma Bruce from St. Anne's and Nigel Stater from Arima. Carla, you reach home safely to your family. And it's a blessing to hear your voice every morning. It's so nice to hear this morning.
Thank
you,
darling.
Life and kicking. Give God praise and glory. Hold on, Gina is right here.
Amen.
Good morning to the beautiful and sexy woman in Protestant.
Good morning.
I'm looking at you on a jean show, man. You're looking sexy and sexy.
We coming to come. We coming to come. We juicing. We juicing a juice Ken whole week.
After taking Ken Simmons exercise. And
yeah, we and juicing.
Drinking jean, lovely juice.
Yeah.
Looking fantastic.
Yes.
You have to kick out the boys. Just come out to come and help you out. Dust them in the whole room. So good morning to you and your family, to the Sky family, Mr. Sandy Cruz. You didn't call Mr. Sandy Cruz, to special Mr. Sandy Cruz, and to Chief also, and to each and everyone who is listening to Gina and Jeanette. The week has begun, and the day has begun. Let us give God praise and honor we have got up alive.
Yes.
This is going to be a wonderful day. Carla, reach over safely by the grace of God.
Thank you, darling.
Tomorrow, please, God, if God bidding.
Amen. If God wants it. Bye-bye. Love ya. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla G.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
What is the question this morning?
First, tell me your name.
This is the chef.
Chef, I make out your voice now, chef. So this morning we're talking. That's your wake up voice.
Yes.
That's your wake up voice. So we're talking about vaccination today. When a COVID vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated?
How are they sure that this vaccine will work?
So in other words, you're saying you have to do your own investigations because that vaccine may treat each person differently. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Let me see how this will work and we will know what I'll decide what I'll be doing about it.
All right. So, but I have
I'm
other
not
questions.
I'm taking no chances, Carla, because I don't know how serious this vaccine is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
So, some people have been saying that they believe this vaccine is part of a new world order. What do you believe?
I don't think that's a new world order.
Okay.
I'm not taking that chance at all. I want to see how it will work and other people who try it out, and then I will decide what I will do.
Gotcha.
Have a blessed morning.
You too.
You return safe after your tour of duty.
Thank you.
Blessed good morning to all the Sky family, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a wonderful day.
Blessings to you.
Okay.
Bye, Chef.
Bye.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla. San Fernando here.
Morning, San Fernando. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning.
Beautiful. I love hearing when you say, I'm doing good. Yes.
Well, if I was doing good, I wouldn't be talking to you.
That's true. That is so true.
No, but I lost somebody else again.
Yeah, you told me on Saturday.
Yeah. So, you know, that had me a little, you know, a little upsetting. So, but to your question, I have my reservations about her.
You do?
Yes. I have to think seriously about, but I don't think I want the vaccine. And the second one is that you don't know what they're putting into that. You don't know what they're putting. I've been praying about it.
Yeah.
And asking the Lord for the wisdom, you know.
Yeah.
As what to do about it. But I told him, I said, I do not know what they're putting into that. And, you know, you talk about will load and that sort of a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's being said, it's being purported out there in social media.
It is being
said that it's part
so
of
So I am praying that those who are looking for the vaccine would be looking for something to help us and not to upset will load and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And upset our lives, you know, that kind of thing.
Amen.
So I don't think I want any vaccine. I really don't.
Wow.
I'm praying, I'm asking the Lord. I said, no, we don't want a vaccine. We want something to help our bodies to fight this thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So, I got you.
Blessings to the Sky family. Blessings to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to your family and blessings to the Sky family and from A to Z. This morning, good morning, Mr. Santa Cruz, you know, Ms. Phyllis, Ms. Denise, Mr. McKenzie, and Mr. Sunny Santa Cruz. I'm sure he's still in his bed.
Mr. Sunny Santa Cruz, right?
No, not Mr. Santa Cruz. Mr. Sunny San Fernando.
Oh, Sunny San Fernando, right. I thought
he's
so.
Still, it's raining, so I'm sure.
Oh, it's raining, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, the sun was out. It came out bright, and then suddenly the rain started to fall.
Oh, nice. Nice weather
to stay there. It came out very bright. I saw the pink in the clouds and all of that, you know, and then I said, wow. And then suddenly the rain started to
Wow.
So I don't know what it's like up there. I know yesterday it was terrible.
It was nice.
Well, I heard some people talking about it, and they say, well, it wasn't too good. So some parts weren't too good, so...
Yeah.
So you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Carla, Lady Carla, and your family, and reach home safely.
Thank you, darling. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll be listening on to hear what is happening.
Yeah. So we're talking today, it's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. We're talking today about vaccination. And when a COVID vaccine, so we're asking you the question, when a COVID vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some people believe that the vaccine is part of the new world order. What do you believe? If it is said that you can't work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Carla. Pleasant good morning to you and to the Sky family.
Good morning.
Yeah, I will answer the question. All the rainfall, white land up here, and you know, rain falling all now again.
Wow, that's nice.
The vaccine now. I pray to take it, and I believe that could be a part of the mark of the beast and all too, eh?
It might.
That is my suggestion.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, because look, I went with a partner, my neighbor went to get parts for his vehicle. When we went into Toyota Trinidad Limited, San Fernando, they buy South Park. When I go to take the thing to go in there, you know, you could take it on your forehead or your hand.
Yeah.
the security tell me no, the manager, I mean, at my company bottle, you insist that you must take it on your forehead and not your head.
You must take it on your forehead?
I tell my neighbor, go ahead, I not taking it on my forehead. So I had to go and see where he passed, and I wait by the other gate for him.
All right.
So I believe what you think about part of the mark of the beast and the front thing and wherever and wherever.
All right.
But I will trust in God that I know God's blood will wash away this COVID-19 and then we win register that we really have to get vaccine. I trust in and hope in God that will reach that position.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got all you. Right. All right.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Saturday was hot.
Yeah, it was.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Your Voice, the Christian Perspective.
Good morning to you, Carla Julian. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Wonderful.
I want to find out one thing.
What's that?
This vaccine that they say they will give us here, that is not the same vaccine that that Africa turned down?
It would be the same vaccine, yes.
So why, if Africa turned it down, why must we have it here?
Well, the issue was they wanted to start testing it on them first. So that's why they turned it down, because they were not sure, like the first caller said, they weren't sure of how it would affect them, you know. So they turned it down. That's why, that was the reason for them turning it down.
I think I'm in that same position with them. I don't know how it would affect me. And I find if they so want to bring it here, let the ministers test it on themselves first. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. Let the ministers test it on them first. Okay, I got you. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. 25 minutes after the hour 6, going to take a short break and come right back with some more. Today we're talking about vaccination. If a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to being vaccinated? That's what we're asking you this morning. Is it part of the New World Order? What do you believe? Stick and stay. Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. I was just looking at something on social media. There was this this lady who thought breadfruit was actually a fruit. It's not, darling. It's not a fruit. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Mr. Santa Cruz. Welcome to the program.
Good morning to you, Carla G. Blessed. How do you do?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Praise be to God. Amen. And everybody, good morning as well to all the brothers and sisters of the Sky family.
Mm-hmm.
And your dear families as well.
Beautiful.
And of course to the twin sisters, Jean and Jeanette.
Nice.
Yes, with regards to the vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it, you know.
You don't?
Whether it's of the new world order, the old world order.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. Yeah, it didn't matter where I'm concerned. It's neither here nor there.
So you would take it?
Of course I will.
So if it was even a part of a new world order, you would still take it?
I still take it.
So even if it was the mark of the beast?
New world order or old world order?
So if it was the mark of the beast, you would still take it?
No. How you identify the mark of the beast?
Because the mark of the beast is... most Christians know the mark of the beast is a part of the New World Order.
They don't know that. They believe that.
Okay.
They don't know that. They believe that.
Yeah, all right.
Most Christians believe that.
Okay.
They don't know that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't have a problem.
So, what would you say is the mark of the beast? Just to hear your conception of it. What do you think?
I don't have any conception of it. That is the point.
Oh, so you don't really believe in it then? Because you're sounding like you don't believe in it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You see, you know, I always tell you, you chose the wrong profession.
You did?
I said, I always tell you that you have chosen the wrong profession. You should have been a lawyer.
Have a good one.
How many times do you want me to tell you that?
I'm probably.
But you could still do it, you know.
You're never too old.
Law and be called to the bar and then
all that good stuff.
Someone represent me, because I always have matters and I always need a lawyer.
All right, great. That's good motivation for me this morning.
Yeah, man. I'll wait on you. You'll be my number one lawyer.
Number one. Blessings to you, Mr. Santa Cruz.
Thank you. Have a good one.
625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. We're talking about vaccination. You know, you're not the first person to have told me that. That's why I think I'm going to probably get into politics. Yeah, probably going to do that. was actually telling Miss Beckles that this morning, that she really inspires me as a woman. So yeah, law, maybe or maybe not. You never know. You never really know. So we're talking about vaccination. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? And some people have believe that the vaccine is part of a new world order. What do you believe? Hello, good morning.
Morning, Kala G.
Morning, sir.
So many blunders during the years, over the years with the states, mm-hmm. right? And they stated plainly they want to test the vaccine on the third world people, mm-hmm. right? That shows plainly that is an experiment and it's not really prolific to take it. And we can, like, it's 10 years a vaccine, something to develop.
Yeah.
So that vaccine is a no-no.
All righty. Gotcha. Well, you hear the last few callers. Some don't have. Thus far, I'm not hearing. I've only heard one person, that's Mr. Santa Cruz, who is not really in support, for want of a better term, or belief of a new world order or even the mark of the beast. Some of them said they don't believe in it strictly because they have no faith in a vaccine, that it would actually, how it would affect them. I think a lot of people are concerned with how it would affect them. My personal experience is last year or year before. I think it was within the first year I worked here. I took the H1N1 vaccine and I got sick for 3 weeks. I don't know if you guys would remember that, Mr. Santa Cruz, we remember. But fever for 3 whole weeks. I felt as if I was going to die. Yeah. So I think that would be a lot of people's concern. Mark of the Beast? New World Order? What do you think? Vaccination, we're talking today. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? And another question I want to ask you is, some people believe that the vaccine is part of a new world order. What do you believe?
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Clara. This is Jean again.
Morning, Jean.
Yes, the vaccination is not a new world order. The new world order is something else.
Yeah. But do you think it's part of the new world order? That's what we're asking.
Yeah, but neither it is not the mark of the beast. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
The mark of the beast and the new world order, we know that both of them tie up together.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a wide topic to discuss. So some other time when it's community you and calling and that, but the vaccine is not about that.
Yeah.
So I think that just letting people know that the vaccine is not about that. New world order, mark of the beast is a different thing. We'll deal with that some other time.
Blessings.
We take your calls 625-2759. 624-7729.
Today we're talking about what we heard. Jean said that it's not part of the new world order and it's not the mark of the beast. What do you think? We've been hearing people have been saying, I want to play for you a clip. I want to play the clip for you. It's so strange. Let's hope I could find it. I'm going to play it for you on here. And you're going to hear this theory of what people believe that the vaccine is. Just to spark the discussion. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, love. How are you going?
I'm going great in Jesus Christ alone.
Alrighty, gotcha.
Alone. You know, calling?
Yes, it is. Yes, this is Mother Miguel?
No, this is Agnes Philip.
Oh, Agnes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great only in Jesus' name right now. You see, I can't even have a voice to sing my song.
Okay.
But not easy. I am 85 years doing all my little work here. Don't forget how long I've been calling.
Mm-hmm.
I've been neglected. Right?
Mm.
I've been neglected and God just keep holding on. And when I see what God doing for me, that is all I'm here.
Yeah.
I was called alone. It's a long time I couldn't call because I had no phone. Everything has gone from me.
Wow.
But I just thank God alone. If I reach this far, I will reach my destiny more with him because I did pray to make 85 years.
Today's your birthday?
I start to get problems like my parents, right?
Yeah.
I am Agnes Granger, who used to call all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was attacked like Joseph and the pretty coat.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
After working all the places, going up with my mother to sell in Grenada, I fall his third child, but the first girl dead is 8 girls and 7 boys.
Wow, it's a lot. Big family,
big
man.
Big family. I come from in Grenada. Wonderful family. Wonderful. And I grew up in a wonderful home. 11 children there to come. 2 girls dead and 2 boys dead.
Wow.
The fifth boy, it was 5 girls first, and then 5 boys. They tell us the first one dead, so I fall is third. So then the mother make 5 boys after.
Right.
The second boy dead,
mm-hmm.
and the fifth, the boy to make the fifth was a twin, a boy and a girl. So the first girl dead and the twin girl dead make 2 girls dead.
Right.
The first boy born, the second boy come and pass. And the last one was a boy who they had to take out.
Okay.
Because he come a bridge.
Right.
So that is all 2 girls dead and 2 boys dead.
All
so
right.
My mother had 11 of us to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I come like the first girl because the girl in front of me, she died now just for time.
Right.
And I tell you, the world was great for me from the home of Komotin. When I reach out here and people see how we're going through, it was not easy.
Yeah.
It was not easy to take advantage of me, all kind. My own, other people, even while going to church, even while I work, you know, everybody went. But I went all the way with Jesus, and now I am here in my last room.
All right.
You understand?
God bless you.
I managed to get through, you know, long, I'm trying to get you, a long time. I watched plenty of prophet up to this morning. I hear the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I get myself, I was just like I know what's in the house here.
Mm-hmm.
I was stripped of everything, my own money, all of my money already. Oh no, I lost a grandson in the process where I teach him to love children in Kokori.
Yeah. All right. Agnes, we have to. Agnes, we have to run now.
Yes, I know, but pray for me.
I will.
Although I'm asking, you know, because God alone.
Mm-hmm.
God alone, I can't go as I want. What I need is God alone, I am here with.
All righty.
And I'm thanking him for it very thus far. I pass my 85 and I make it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I did it with God alone, helping myself alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you see a vaccine, the first day what is the injection they're talking about, mankind change up everything to suit them, not even to see Jesus Christ that I know about. But I don't know, but I always hear about the mark of the beast. No man can bring injection.
All right.
And I alter that.
You alter that. Good.
Yes.
All righty.
I said in advance how God do for me and make me with this far. I want the mark of the beast from what God already. Not from what coming. Because what coming is what man make.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love everybody. Love people. Especially children. The ministry is helping.
All right.
Right? The ministry is helping people, encouraging them to do what is right, not what is bad. Boy and man want to gain them doing it, and they find you going good, they want to get rid of you. Thank you. Love you all.
Blessings. Six 625-2759, 624-7729. Good morning, Carla. No, I would not be open to taking any vaccine, and I do believe it can be part of a new world order. The Bible clearly speaks about these kind of things and wants us to be careful. Plus, a lot of people are saying not to take it, not just the small man, but a lot of highly educated people as well who are experienced in the medical fields. Yep. I'm not taking any vaccine until it's proven the flu is half of a shot. That's why we get every virus that pass. Sending out birthday wishes to my beautiful wife, Denise Passad, from her husband, Davy, and both of our children, Darius and Faith. May you have a wonderful day, my baby. I love it. I'm going to play something really nice for Denise. What would you guys suggest? Today's Dave's wife birthday, Denise Passad. Happy birthday, my darling, Sugar Plum. All right, so I've got the video. I found it. I had to go through a whole lot of videos. So it's 3 minutes, 3 to 5. It's 4 minutes long. So I'm going to play that inside the next hour. We had to spark things up. You guys have to hear this theory as to why they're saying we shouldn't get vaccinated. Do you believe what these people are saying? You're going to tell me yes or no? So yeah. Blessing, since the topic is vaccines, could you play this video audio? It will bring another perspective to the discussion. Alrighty. So I'm going to play both. Only one God, only one way, only one Savior. Ms. Gentle, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Blessing to you and your wonderful family.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm trying to be all right.
You're trying to be. Yeah, very good. I know that way.
You're getting along. Take all the stitches and thing, you know?
Yeah, very
good. You have to go back to the hospital tomorrow because his mouth can't open wide.
Oh, wow.
And his face starts to swell. But God is in charge.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to wish my niece, mm-hmm. Natalie Pretty of Point Fonte, tomorrow mm-hmm. will be her birthday, mm-hmm. a blessed and happy birthday, and I pray God that she lives to see many and many more in Jesus' name. She's such a dear niece to me, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
May God keep on blessing her. And I wouldn't take any vaccine.
You wouldn't?
No, it does not agree with me.
Oh, wow.
I was sick bad when I took the H1N.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, yep. I'm not taking it. Let me say hello to Julie good this morning,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Alexander, mm-hmm. Mr. Santa Cruz, the twin mm-hmm. sisters, Innocence,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Corridor, and Mr. Canopia. Is he all right?
Mr. Canopia is fine, yeah.
Okay, God bless him today.
Alrighty, blessings.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And kiss your boy for me.
I will.
My boy too, eh?
Yes, I know. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Front page of the Guardian newspaper this morning. Yeah, boy, I get two sets of newspaper from the Guardian. Thanks to the getaway. Good morning to all the getaway guys. Them up this morning. Thanks to the paper. All medicines. Princess Song is saying, why do all these doubters stop using all scientific medications? Stop complaining about not getting government drugs. All medicines go through testing. All medicines have contradictions. Listen to the advertisement and you will hear them. Things that affect you, they are normally called side effects. I'm anxiously awaiting my vaccine. What about you? Are you anxiously awaiting your vaccine? Let me say a happy birthday going out to my girl, Denise. Yeah, that one actually went out to my girl, Chantel. Happy belated birthday to you. Honey, I forgot your birthday last week, so I'm saying happy birthday to you, Chantel, Ramdani. It's still your birthday. It's still your birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to play this one for my girl Denise on her birthday today. This one coming from all of us here at Sky. Blessings to you. Enjoy your day today. Yes.
Calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Again, happy birthday going out to you, Denise. From me, your beautiful family, your husband, Dave. We're wishing you a blessed day. And yeah, I come into vibes y'all later. Hey. We are around six-ish. Six-ish. Okay, with something nice for my Denise. Good morning, Carla. How are you this morning? This is Verna from Marima. You know, I can't understand people believe how a machine that is taking your temperature could be the mark of the beast. It's not a chip that they have in to insert in you. How come the machine to test the temperature is the mark of the beast? People, get your priorities right now. Carla, I took about four or five of that H1N1 vaccine and nothing happened. So like I said, the vaccine affects everyone differently because everybody's made up differently. I got sick. You didn't get sick. I got sick. So the vaccine will, you know, it will affect everybody differently. Again, people still have their reservations. I'm asking you this morning if you have any or if you don't have any. I'm going to play two clips, one from Princeton. Of course, he's for being vaccinated. And the other from a video that has been viral on social media for quite some time. You have to hear. I didn't listen to it in its entirety. I just listened to a little piece. But you guys need to hear what they're saying that this vaccine actually is. Definitely. And nothing to happen. And yeah, you're quite right in saying that, Verna. The machine to take your temperature is in no way part of... some people, though, have said it's a way of programming you into this new world order. But it's just to take your temperature to make sure that you don't have a temperature to enter the building. Some people have said that. That's their perspective. But I'm saying to you, it's just a way to take your temperature before entering the building so that they make sure that you don't spread the vaccine. What we're trying to do with this COVID-19 is, of course, flatten the curve. And so we want to make sure that persons are not walking around the place with high temperatures and thereby infecting multiple persons. We are making sure that you're not a super spreader. That's what's happening. So, yeah. Okay, so prior to straight now, Carla, I took about five and nothing happened to me. And I think that I have one more to take. And I think today it have a vaccine for the flu virus. And they are asking the public to go and take it. So this is my take on it, okay? Blessings to you. Suspicious, or isn't it? Yeah, I want to find out from you guys if you believe that it is suspicious. Your voice, the Christian perspective. We're talking today about vaccination, guys. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some people believe that the vaccine is part of the new world order. What do you believe? And it is said that when you have to, if you can't go, no, it is said, if it is said that you can't go to work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations? In other words, if they force you to take it, what would you do? Of course, keep in mind, we are living in a pandemic, guys.
Good morning, Sky family. Taking your temperature is not the mark of the beast. Taking your temperature on your forehead has serious health concerns. There's something in your brain called the pineal gland. So too much infrared interferes with that. It has prolonged health conditions. So the best spot that is recommended for taking the temperature is your wrist or the inner forearm. Being a medical health worker myself, I have never used the forehead when I was in the nursing profession to take temperature. I always use the inner arm.
Yeah. And that's actually the most accurate reading. The other day, I discovered somebody. Now, you can take it on the back of your hand, on the inner part of your hand, and you can take it on your forehead. So if you don't want to take it on your forehead, you can take it on any hand, whether it's the left hand or the right hand. They can take your temperature with those machines. The best and most accurate reading, they say, it's the inner part of the arm, like Dave says. But the other day, guy got really angry and really antsy. Because he was telling the guy you could take it on the outside of my arm, and he didn't want to take it there. He wanted to take it on the in. He wanted to take the security guard wanted to take it on the inside. Do you know that they almost ended up in a fight? Because I guess the security guard was a little bit rough with him. And so they were about to square off, and I was standing right there, literally 2 feet away from them. And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at them, and wow, this whole thing really has a lot of people on edge. You know? Are you on edge? Are you worried about a vaccine? When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? If it is said that you can't go to work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations? Do you believe that the vaccine is part of the New World Order? What do you believe? Or is it not? Want to hear from you guys. It's your voice, the Christian perspective.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, dear.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Interesting topic.
Interesting.
This is Lynette from Mason Hall, Tobago, by the way.
Hi, Lynette from Mason Hall.
Right, just putting into this vaccine that will be given.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you see the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and he said to prophesy, there's no vaccine until the Lord God ordain it. That is what he told me.
Yeah.
Right? I remember the first wave he spoke about it, the second wave, which would have told me to prophesy that it would have been worse than the first.
Wow.
So nothing coming under the sun by God. This same thing that they have putting into the testing with your blood, your temperature, I don't want it at all. Especially when they first started it, you have to put that on your head. That is the mark of the bloody beast, Sakadaka. That is the mark of the beast. I want no part of it.
Okay.
Right? And the next thing again, you come in, I told my officers, I said, let me tell you something. I don't want that thing near me at all. Because if I am sick, I'll stay home.
Yeah.
I said, sometimes you come in, you're hot and you're sweaty. Right? That shows a certain mark. The person had to stay and cool down before they could check again. What kind of craziness is this? Right?
Yeah.
When Satan wants to come in like a bloody flood. Then you know that the Holy Spirit of God there to cut him, slice him, and divide him 1,000 times so he'll flee.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, it's God that have the final say.
Amen.
If we do what we're supposed to do, we will not be suffering any kind of an ailment. We are too disobedient. Right? So let this COVID and this new virus here go back where, the vaccination, go back where it comes from. And people, please, y'all, don't be fooled. The devil's out here like a roaring lion to see who he could devour. Y'all be take care and always check and recheck and double check before we do anything out here, especially we as Christians. Please, people, take heed. Do not tell yourself, okay, this, because what is good for you might not be good for me.
All right.
Right? So
gotcha.
Just take heed. And you all have a blessed day in Jesus' name. So God be the glory. Let us not lean on to our own understanding. Question and question and question and recheck until the Lord direct you. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you. He doesn't lie. He's not a man. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
At sky995fm.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Downson and I'm bigging up Sky 99.5 FM, Trinidad and Tobago's best variety in gospel music. Stay locked.
Everybody get up, wake up, shake up. It's time to get started on your day. And guys, inside this hour, remember we've got tea time coming up at 7:15. And then we've got your morning vitamin at 7:30. In inside Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. And Christian Speak Out, your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM.
I could ever need, even when I wasn't deserved.
Lots of interesting things coming out of the news. One thing I want to, I'm glad about though, that the owner of Cross Cutters supermarket was returned.
Come on, yeah, come on.
That I'm very, very happy about. Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Good morning to you. It's a beautiful Monday morning, and today we're talking Christian Perspective. Your voice. We want to hear your voice, guys, on this topic. But before we do that, I'm going to play. I'm going to play Princess Tongue's his clip that he sent. And then I'm going to play the one that someone sent to me.
Come on, get up. Get on, hey, get up, yeah. Come on. You gotta get up.
All right, so this one is 2 minutes long. So let's take a listen at this one.
Consider the fortune of the person who, in effect, invented vaccination, introduced vaccination to America in 1721. That has to be the biggest fortune in the history of medicine, right? The pharmaceutical industry has produced many gigantic fortunes in this country, notably the fortune created by Robert Wood Johnson and his brothers in 1885 when they started the Johnson & Johnson Company, which has produced many products that have saved lives and led to the creation of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which has done many good deeds. And that fortune has provided for generation upon generation of some members of the class that used to be known as the idle rich. The person who introduced immunizations in America was born into a caste that was not allowed to profit from his wisdom, from his genius, or even from his labor. He was a slave owned by a minister in Boston. A slave who saved lives in Boston during the smallpox epidemic of 1721 when he described a procedure that he had undergone in Africa before his life was stolen from him on a slave ship. Pulitzer Prize winner Isabel Wilkerson tells this story in her new book, Caste, The Origins of Our Discontents. Quote, people in West Africa had discovered that they could fend off contagions by inoculating themselves with a specimen of fluid from an infected person. That is the knowledge that that slave brought to Boston in 1721, where he saved dozens of lives because of one doctor who decided to try that method that the slave described. 30 years later, vaccinations based on that method, introduced by a slave, became the standard practice in Massachusetts and eventually the rest of the country. There is no charitable foundation named for that slave. His descendants were not born into lives where work was optional. The life-saving gift he gave us did not even earn him his freedom.
Welcome back to the program. All right, so this one is, all right, so this talked about, this clip was about vaccinations and how it was instrumental, where it came from, of course, the origins of it. Incidentally, it came from a slave. So they used a strain of the virus in order to inoculate, to combat the virus. So yeah, that would be
it. It is not any ordinary vaccine. There are nanoparticles in it, whether you believe it's the hydrogel or the quantum dots. When it gets into your body, it assembles and it grows and it fuses to all your cells, all your muscles, all your bones. So if you change your mind later down the road, it's not possible. It's not like an RFID that you can dig out because it becomes one with you. But wow. That's not the most horrifying thing. The most horrifying thing is you become one with artificial intelligence. You become your own computer interface. You don't need your laptop anymore. You don't need your computer. You don't need to carry credit cards anymore. You are part of the hive. And what I discovered in this breaking news that I just did is that it changes your DNA. It basically, you are blotted out from being a human to the degree that Jesus does not recognize you. So this, and in the vaccine, just even if that wasn't enough, there's the quantum and hydrogel element. There are humanized mice. These are mice that have human immune systems, organs, blood, the whole 10 yards, aborted babies, humanized plants. Those are plants where they took humans and mixed them, contrary to scripture where it says, do not mix species, you know, in the very beginning of Bible. And we know what happened in Genesis 6. So this is not, then plus it's got sterilization chemicals, plus it has some other chemicals in it too. It is extremely dangerous. They're going to put it in a blender and say, voila, you know, this is going to protect you from a pathogen. And I'm here to tell you that if you inject this devil's concoction that includes hydrogel, quantum dots, and aborted babies, and humanized mice, and humanized plants, and all these chemicals, you're setting yourself up for destruction. It's not going to protect you. God will not honor your health. So. Okay.
But they're saying that they're going to force it on us. Are they, Celeste?
Absolutely. It is going to be mandatory. And you can expect it this year. We are still under medical martial law. It's an 88-page medical martial law that was passed in 2016. And it's been operationalized. That's the words the president used. He has brought that medical martial law in operation. So as a Christian, what you need to do is not only think in your head and rebuke it, you need to verbally say, I stand against this. I cannot do this.
Amen.
This is contrary to my religious belief. I am not compromising. And whatever consequence that you may get, if you're thrown in prison, if you're killed for it,
amen.
Take it. You stretch out your neck and you say, Jesus, my, like they did in the book of Esther, when she went before the king, you know, she was pleading for the Jewish people. She stretched out her neck and the guy could have just whopped off her head because she went before the king unannounced. So we have to stretch out our neck, and if we perish, we perish.
Well, you've heard both sides of the coin. What do you believe, guys? Wow. So many different theories on the outside. Why don't you pray for me? What do you believe? Vaccination, that's what we're talking about today. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some people believe that the vaccine is part of the New World Order. From that clip, you're hearing a lot of information coming from those folks that were in that Zoom meeting. I know you guys would have seen that video come to your phones. So I just decided to play that. I also played the other one first from Mr. Princess Town. He sent that so that you could hear the other argument as to why we should be vaccinated and where vaccines come from and how they are concocted, more or less. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Carla, good morning.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
Mason Hall.
Mason Hall, good morning.
This is a very vital topic, great topic this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a blessed day to everyone. Carla, a wise person will take the vaccine. Now, when the United States bought out this social security number.
Mm-hmm.
People bawling, it is the mark of the beast and the mark of the beast. And people did not want to take it, but every American have it now.
Mm.
Every little thing come up, they say the mark of the beast. And the Bible has identified the beast. Who is the beast? So you have to know what is the beast's mark. So if the Bible identified the beast, then the beast identified his mark. Okay? And we have been preaching for years that a beast in the Bible is a universal power. There were four beasts in Daniel: Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, and Rome. These are beasts, universal power. Horns are the allied power that the beast fight with. If America is a beast, America is a beast, right? America allies are the horns that the beast America fights with. So like England, Australia, the democracies of the world fight with America. They are the horns. The Bible has identified, and the mark of the beast is the last beast of Revelation, which is Rome. Rome has identified her mark, and we have been preaching it for years, Rome's mark. No one has the mark of the beast yet, until America enforces it. It's an institution. And I think I told you, we talk about it. When America enforces Sunday worship, Sunday becomes the mark of the beast. By the Bible, so remember the 7 days.
All right, okay. All right. We're going off course now.
I just want to identify that made the people wise that the mark is not a bad thing.
Yeah, but you've been saying it for a while. And that's based on your perspective.
No, okay. The Bible.
No, it's based on your perspective.
Biblically. Okay, well, we will live to see it.
Yeah. Alrighty, thank you.
Okay,
blessings.
Bye.
Already going off course with the we're talking about vaccination, guys. We're talking about Sunday worship today. Yeah?
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
So some people have said that, of course, coming from the last clip, persons are saying that they should not get vaccinated. It would be dangerous. And my last caller said, if you are intelligent, you should get vaccinated, that the vaccine is not a part of the New World Order. What do you believe? Another one of my friends from Guayco, she says that she's not confident of that vaccine. She doesn't think that she's going to be taking it at all. But guys, what if they said to you, and they make it mandatory, like what they were saying in the clip, they're saying that you would not be able to go anywhere. They will make it mandatory and they would force it upon you. If they said, now, in times past, everybody had to be vaccinated for different things, whether it was polio, whether it was malaria, whatever it was. Was it mandatory at the time? Yes, I believe it was. Especially for the high-risk groups, like those persons suffering with hypertension, those persons suffering with diabetes, those persons suffering with heart problems, you know, those persons that are, everybody, those are the, respiratory problems like asthma and so on, those are the persons that are in the high-risk group. And of course, the elderly and the very young children, those are the high-risk ones. So, yeah. There are now numerous vaccines out there. It's not the flu vaccine, which I saw advertising on international television. Mm-hmm. So that it should show that you've gotten vaccinated for the flu. So you can no longer get the flu. All right, so me again, Carlo. This is Verna from Marilo. What really is the meaning of the New World Order? And in Revelation, didn't tell us about the mark of the beast. If I'm wrong, Carlo, correct me. Actually, yes, darling, you need to read your Bible. Revelation does speak of the mark of the beast, and Revelation does speak of the New World Order. You need to read your Bible. Okay? Yes. But you now have to ask God, to help you understand what it is all about. We're talking about vaccination, however, today, and whether a COVID-19 vaccine, when it is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Need to hear from you guys.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Of course, some people believe that the vaccine is part of the New World Order. What do you believe? And if it is said that you can't go to work, you can't go to the grocery, you can't eat, you can't do transactions at the bank, would you still have reservations or would you take it? Hello, good morning.
Morning, Lady Carlaji.
Morning.
God rest in peace and everyone. Thank you for the, thank you for life, thank you for grace, thank you for love, and thank you for the everlasting words.
Yeah, good morning. It's
been another brand new day. Call about the vaccine. America wants to make a vaccine. Guyana wants to make a vaccine. China and different countries. So tell me something. Which one will be the real vaccine?
That will be based on who the WHO goes with.
The WHO, they have a great part to play.
Yeah.
And then I think Chinese and them supposed to be the, should be the first people to take the vaccine.
Right? Why should they be the first?
I think people will take a vaccine, they're supposed to take a vaccine unless they're sick, and they recommend the vaccine for them.
Okay.
Right? So that's just a little part, that is just a little tip on the iceberg.
But why should Chinese take the, be the first to be vaccinated? Because it, it stemmed from there? It originated there?
Yeah, because it stems from there first.
All right. Got you. Got you. Thank you. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective inside the Morning Drive. Today we're talking about vaccination today, guys. Call us up now at 625-2759 and 624-7729. If a vaccine, let's say it comes about by October. Now, it has to come into play and into effect because I think Carnival is still very much on, guys. Yeah, that's what I heard. Carnival is still very much on. And I think CARICOM is moving towards making sure that persons at least would be able to come into the country and would be able to travel. Because I think CARICOM is moving also towards giving tourism a big boost. Yep. I trade my sorrow, trade it all. So I want to find out from you, when a COVID-19 vaccine is ready to be introduced to Trinidad and Tobago, would you be willing to be vaccinated? Some people believe the vaccine is part of a new world order. What do you believe? And if it is said that you can't go anywhere, you can't travel, you can't go anywhere without having that COVID vaccine, would you be, would you still have reservations or would you just take it? Let me know. Set me free to do your
will. Make me pure. We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. Come on, Christian, speak out. We need to hear your voices this morning. I think it was kind of slow, boy. I thought I would have gotten the phone lines jammed this morning. And it's just like, what's going on? I guess everybody's willing to take the vaccine. All righty. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. I will not take the vaccine because I don't really trust this system of this, all these medicine stuff and things. I don't really take anything. If you truly have a true relationship with God, you will never get sick because Paul gets bite with snake and thing and nothing wrong with him. If you read the book of the New Testament, you go, see, oh, long as you live with God, nothing, you don't need this kind of sickness.
Yeah.
And the next thing, the mark of the beast. The father talk about the mark of the beast. There's a, something we call the number of the beast and the mark of the beast. There's a difference between the number of the beast. The number of the beast is 666. Yeah. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll get 666 is the number of the beast. Mm-hmm. And the mark of the beast, if you do your research and you show you love God and you study the Ten Commandments and you study Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast will be Sunday worship. Thank you.
All right. All right, so the mark of the beast will be Sunday worship, guys. That's what we're hearing now. Alrighty then. I want to hear your perspective. I lift my hands in the sweet surrender of your love, yeah. Oh Lord, Father, for my darling, I never said you didn't read your Bible. I said read the Bible and ask God to give you revelation on revelation. Yes. Doesn't the Bible talk about the mark of the beast in Revelation? If it does, that is a part of the entire new world order. So some people are saying now the mark of the beast is not the vaccine, it's Sunday worship.
Sometimes you feel tired.
So in other words, if you're worshiping on a Sunday, that's part of the entire mark of the beast and the whole end of days, everything. Yeah, it is. What do you say? I want to hear from you guys what you think about that. Is that just a religious perspective, or is it what you believe? Let me know. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Yes, good morning. You're live.
Good morning, good morning. Why do people just call Sunday the devil day?
I don't know.
God made 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
He never say he made devil day. And then he said he make this for you to worship him in spirit and in truth. This vaccine, God is my vaccine. He is my helper. He is my doctor. He is my everything to me. He gives people wisdom, knowledge, understanding to do their work. Some do it for money. Some do it to destroy his people. So you see me? I put all my trust in God. I believe in everything that he said, because every time I read the Bible, I just read the Good News Bible. And when I read that, everything God tells man to do,
mm-hmm.
they never do it. They do something else to what he tells them to do.
Mm.
Right? And since the beginning of the year, I hear people talking about this vaccine. I am not taking that. Not me. I leave everything in the hands of God, because he created me. He know what I will do from whatever I will not do.
All right.
So who want to take the vaccine? They go ahead and take it. And they will know what will happen to them.
Yeah, but so what about if they tell you you can't go anywhere, you can't leave your house, and you have to stay home if you're not vaccinated? Are you prepared to do that?
If it comes to, if I have to go and do what I have to do, I go and do what I have to do.
Mm.
They can't force me to take a vaccine what I don't want.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
But Carla, God bless you.
Yes.
God take care of you, cover yourself in the blood.
Yes.
Anoint yourself with the holy oil.
Yes.
And your children.
I did.
May God bless you all and keep you all in one accord.
Thank you. Blessings, my brother.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Seeker. God bless you, where this is Apostle Pentecost, Dr. Jean Marcus from La Hoguita.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
on
I want
your radio.
To say that if they test it and it do good to plenty, plenty people and things, then I don't mind taking it. Otherwise, I don't want it. And the mark of the beast is the number. When you take the number 666 on your forehead or on the palm of your hand, that is what the mark of the beast is, but it's not Sunday worship. In many parts of the New Testament, God fires talk about the first day of the week, which is Sunday, for worship. Okay.
Alrighty. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Calling from the sweetest part of Trinidad.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good, based on what I just said, and I should congratulations. I'm in order to Jean. Apostle Doctor, no, Jean is a doctor. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, she's
That Sunday worship thing is an Adventist teaching, and you will only hear the Adventist teaching that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as wrong. Amongst a number of other things, is wrong. It's not the truth. You know, the Bible says, my people, God said a statement that is very indicting. Eh?
Yeah, it is.
My people are destroyed
for lack of... That has been playing over in my head all the time from since this program started this morning.
God said something. God said something. The God of heaven and earth, who said he's going to be our shield and our protector and the one who fighting for us. He said his people are being destroyed, not because he cannot protect them, but because they are having lack of knowledge, something we don't know that causing us to be destroyed. And of the same God who gave doctors, he gave everybody according to their several ability.
Yeah,
he gave people doctors for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He gave people lawyers for a reason. He gave every other function for a reason. So to ignorantly say that you're not taking a vaccine is an ignorant position to take.
Yeah.
And an ignorant means you're lacking knowledge.
Yeah.
There are reasons why vaccination, from when we were small, we were vaccinated.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
That protects you from the different things that you can get to affect, that will affect your physical body if you don't take it.
Right.
So to now come on board, if they got vaccine, now we ain't taking it. That is, I don't want to say nonsense on the radio because I don't want anybody to think I'm attacking the position. I am just simply here to present what the Bible says, truth.
Okay.
And so therefore, truth is always a confrontational thing because it's confronting life.
Yeah.
So I am saying there's a reason, there would be a reason for the vaccination. And it means you would be limited in your motion, in your ability to travel. I remember when I had to travel.
You had to take a shot.
I had to go and take,
the flu shot.
A MM something.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's measles and MMR.
Yeah.
I think that is it. I could be open for correction, but I think that is it. We had to take that because you live in one climate.
Mm-hmm.
You live in one particular country. Environment that you would have been accustomed to,
right.
And you know, going into another environment where you're not aware of what you would be exposed to. So when you don't take your preventative measures, you are opening up yourself to be attacked by whatever available to attack you. And then you now turn around and say, God, I want you to heal me, when he give us the wisdom to put measures in place. So you're not taking no vaccine. I think that is an uninformed position. It's an ignorant position to have, meaning you're lacking in knowledge. And I would suggest persons will be mindful. Be mindful of what you're saying first before you say it. Because you're not just saying it to you, many people hearing. And so while we are open for correction, and I am one of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm open for correction. I am saying that position is not a correct position to take.
All righty. Gotcha.
And as for this thing about Sunday worship, oh gosh, God, no, that is not the truth.
Somebody's just sent me a video, what is the mark of the beast? And the person, that's Verna from Rima, she's saying, you can send it on the, okay, she said I could send it on my phone, but she said Sunday worship is really part of the mark of the beast. Yeah, she said that.
No, that's a lie. That's lies.
Yeah.
That's lies. That is lie. That is an outright blatant lie. And you'll get that being taught in one particular group, and that's the Adventist teaching.
All righty. Gotcha.
Because they are still living under the teaching of the law when Christ redeemed us, and we are no longer under the law anymore.
Amen. All right.
We are no longer under the law anymore. I can repeat one more time. We have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We are no longer under the law. We are living in the dispensation of grace. Back then, nobody could have kept the law. You break one law, you break all.
Well, yeah, boy.
Nobody could have kept the law. And yet, you still have people in 2020 telling you about the law when Christ is grace and Christ offered the dispensation of grace.
Yeah.
Nah, man, better than that.
Yeah.
Better than that. Have a good day, everybody.
Blessings. Hello, good morning.
Kala, your second hour.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the vaccine, nobody is saying the vaccine is bad.
Mm.
But for the speed that Trump asked for the vaccine to develop in, right, is from now to November. Before the U.S. election, right? And normally a vaccine
10 years to develop. That's what people are kicking against, right? The speed, the name of the vaccine is warp speed. And that's what they are posing to test on the third world countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. So my friend says, my Sabbath could be on any day. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or of new moon or of the Sabbath days. That's taken from Colossians 2 and verse 16, the word of God. It's in the New Testament. Let no man, again, let me repeat that. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. My Sabbath can be any day. Right, I thought you said that. I stand corrected. Always, I stand corrected. As Albert said, we are always glad to learn. And this is what the program is about, you know. Let's agree. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. It's 7:45, guys. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. It is 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We got news at the top of the hour. We take your calls now at 625-2759. The topic today is not whether Sunday worship is the new world order. We're talking about vaccination. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Yes. Some people believe that the vaccine is part of the new world order. What do you believe? If it is said that you can't go to work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservation? It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm listening to the program this morning, and I don't know if everybody believes the same thing, because I am 74. I don't know when last I get the cold, cough and all these things, years of ago, headache and all these things. I didn't get that. It depends on how you treat your body. And look at my neighbor there. He's coughing for months now, right? And according to the Bible, I think Christ met his disciples on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And at the Sabbath, once you work for 6 days, you can rest on the 7 day. Any 6 days you choose to rest for, you rest on the 7 day.
Yeah.
I didn't take any vaccine for this swine flu and all these things. I don't want to put it in my body.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. Come on, go on.
All righty. Blessings. So much. You only heard the last caller. Hold on. Hello, good morning.
Yes, the Bible says anybody who taken the mark of the beast will never go to heaven. And Mr. Santa could say he ain't know so much about the Bible, but I would advise him, if they tell him to take it, don't take it, because he wouldn't go to heaven. Okay.
Alrighty.
I was there.
So you see, your friend in La Hokita, Mr. Santa Cruz, yeah, is telling you not to take it. Do you believe? You know, that should have been a question. If you know, do you believe in the end of days? That'd probably be another topic. You know, you hear a lot of people call and say it's the last days, but I don't think everybody does. And now we hear Mr. Santa Cruz saying for the first time he doesn't even believe in it. Well, he doesn't believe in the entire system. Well, he's 95 years old. You know? I guess he's been hearing it for a long time. Yeah. A passage of scripture from Revelation 13 and 16. It says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one will be able to buy or sell except one has the mark, name of the beast, mark or the name of the beast, or the number on his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Hello, good morning. But is vaccine part of that? Is vaccine. Is the vaccine? Is the vaccine part of that entire process? Part of Mark of the Beast? Is it? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
You know, when they were trying to locate Osama bin Laden, and they had suspicions that he was in a particular house and a particular location, what they did was that they mounted a vaccination program in the area, and they brought back the needles from the different houses that they did the vaccination in, so that they could do a DNA test on the needles to determine whether the children vaccinated in that particular house were related to Bin Laden, because they already had a DNA profile of him. So that they were able to say, hey, yes, the DNA from that particular house where that child was inoculated with that needle that was brought back matched Bin Laden, so they knew which house to read. And that caused a backlash in Pakistan,
where they
were vaccinating for polio. They were trying to eliminate polio in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. Now, they have achieved it, they say, in Nigeria, but they still have a problem in Pakistan and Afghanistan. But fortunately, now in Pakistan, the people have started to put confidence again in the vaccination program. So children no longer being paralyzed and deformed and thing as much as used to in the past. You know? Now, the thing is, most of us in Trinidad and Tobago would have been vaccinated. Most of us who I believe 70 years and under would have been vaccinated, because to enter schools in Trinidad, you must show a vaccination certificate for that five-year-old child. So that means all of us have been exposed at some time to vaccination. And vaccination is not something new, as the clip pointed out. If you remember just the other day, when the Donald Trump came out with the FDA, and they said, well, look, we're using convalescent plasma, which is really the same fluids from a patient, to put antibodies in somebody who's sick then, you know. It's a little complex, but the thing is, all these techniques have been well developed. They only have one new technique that they bring in now, something they call in messenger RNA. You know, it's very promising. But the thing is, most people would take vaccines. Some vaccines become compulsory. If you go into certain countries, go by the travel agency, they'll tell you what vaccination you have to have. If you go into Guyana, you have to take certain anti-malarial drugs, hydrochloroquine, paraquine, you know, things that you need to take a couple weeks before to protect you, so that when you, as you fellow was saying, when you go to that environment, because right now in the world, everybody talking about this pandemic, but in addition to this pandemic, they have epidemics going on in different regions. The pandemic is a global thing. The term for us was a big global thing, but they have epidemics of different diseases, hundreds of different diseases going on right now that people studying, apart from this thing. If you notice something, the WHO head, he made an appeal, and he told people, he said, hey, even though we're preoccupied with this pandemic, don't forget that we have vaccination programs going on. You hear our Minister of Health telling the parents in Trinidad and Tobago to make sure they go to the health centers and get the vaccines to protect the children. I can't wait for them to start giving out H1N1, because, you know, I recognize it. I must take that every year, you know, to make sure that I don't get that flu, which might then turn into to influenza, which would send me through, you know.
Okay.
I can't take that risk, you know. That's what it is.
Alrighty. All right, somebody's saying, "Blessed morning to you. Please don't call my name. If there will be no Sunday law, then why will the Saturday worshippers be persecuted? There's going to be a Sunday law, but we will have to learn more about it." All right. My morning to the awesome casualty staff. Hard worked last night. Hi. Good morning. My Sabbath could be on any day of the week, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, and I do believe Sunday is part of the mark of the beast. All right. Hi, good morning, my sir. Okay, she sent it twice. Hello, good morning.
God bless.
Morning.
Sweetheart, listen to me very carefully. The mark of the beast is not Sunday worship.
All right.
Sunday worship, the mark of the beast is 666, the Bible have it. If you don't worship, if you worship on a Sunday or you worship on a Saturday, it's no problem. Because you have to worship God every minute of the day, even in your sleep.
Amen.
You get to praising God. Because God is love. It's not a Sunday thing and no Monday thing. It's not a Monday God and no Tuesday God and no Saturday God. You see who worshiping God on a Saturday and they say Sabbath, they're going to hell. You see who worship God on a Sunday and they say this is Sunday God, they're going to hell. You have to worship God every day in spirit and in truth.
Go.
In spirit and in truth. And you have to know who you, whom you're serve. You got to serve the true and living God.
Alrighty.
God will judge you by the day. God wouldn't judge you by the day. God will judge you by love. Plenty of people go to church and they're wicked to their neighbor. They have no love in their heart. So they better repent before judgment meet them. God bless you. I love you.
Love you too. I love it. I love it. Very passionate about what she's saying. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Miss Carla.
Good morning.
God blessing to you and each and every one in the station.
Blessings.
I listened to the update Saturday gone, and the minister speaking about the H1N1. There is any other things that the minister speak about?
Aside from the H1N1?
Any other vaccine?
In relation to what? Or if there are any other vaccines that will be available? I'm not too sure.
That's the only vaccine he mentioned about because of the flu, the season.
Yeah. All right. But so we're talking. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go out and take it.
Now that's been around for a couple of years or so more.
Right. But since going to school, I take vaccine in school. And this is for the same problem, the flu season.
Right.
So I don't know why people continue because maybe they don't listen. And they hear somebody else say something. I think it's time for us to listen. Sometimes we need to keep our mouth closed and listen with our ears and understand what is taking place instead of just talking. And where the worship, where God is concerned, Jesus Christ is the one who died on the cross for us. By grace are you saved through faith. And there should be no argument because Paul mentioned in Galatians 3, why are you so foolish? Are you bewitched? You accept something and then you just turn around because they hear somebody say something? By grace are you saved. It's through Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us. And it's time for us to listen, understand. Sometimes we need to keep our mouth closed and open our ears and listen.
Thank you, caller.
Understand.
Thank you, caller. Blessings. Inside my third and final hour here with you, Lady G, in your company. It's your voice, the Christian perspective, and Christian Speak Out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. And today we're talking about vaccination. Here are the questions we're asking you. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some people believe the vaccine is part of the new world order. What do you believe? Some people saying they're believing that, I'm getting a few people texting that Sunday worship is the mark of beast. It's part of the new world order. If so, then persons who are worshiping on Sundays, are they going to hell? She's asking questions. So if it is said that you can't work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations or would you take it? Hello. Good morning.
Yes, Carla, good morning. Carla, I will take the vaccine if I'm forced to, if I have to travel or if I have to go into a government building or wherever, and I'm forced to, I will do it. But otherwise, I will not do it. I will not take it. You remember the story I gave you with my wife and her car? And was only the Japanese, she said a Japanese car, and it was only the Japanese could repair the car? It is the same thing. The Bible was written by 7-day Sabbath keepers, all the Bible writers,
All the Bible writers were Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah, they kept the 7 day Sabbath.
All right.
All the Bible writers, from Moses to John the Revelator, all of them were Sabbath keepers. So basically, is the Sabbath keepers generally will understand the Bible.
All
those who are outside the Sabbath will not much understand the Bible. The Sabbath keepers will understand most of the Bible.
Gotcha.
And this is why the Seventh-day Adventists only will say what is the mark of the beast.
All right. Gotcha. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Carla, this is Gina in the third hour.
Mm-hmm. You called three times?
No, this is the second time I'm calling.
This is the third time?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't call three times, right? You know, it's only two times per program.
Oh, well, okay then. Let me get on the line and I let somebody else.
No, you could go ahead. You're already on the line, so go ahead.
All right. Well, I want to say the lady say that Saturday and Sunday no make a difference in where you worship. But I want to let her know that when God created the world in Genesis, God worked from 1 to 6 days. And on the seventh day, he set it apart, he sanctified it, and he blessed it. Even when he died, he went into the tomb for 3 days. And how we know is the 7 days, because the Sabbath, he rose the glorious Sunday morning. So that's how we know that Saturday is the Sabbath day. So tell I let her know that it make a difference. And whereby what the man say, that in Mark of the Beast, people will understand it like how we do understand it. But Sunday is the Mark of the Beast. And then the New World Order in 666, people wouldn't understand. This is a very wide area. And if you go to getting in it and out of it, a lot of people have their own freedom of choice. That's why God make everybody with a freedom of choice that they can worship what they want and who they want and what they want. But your writing is that way, what I'm saying here. So, Carla, you have a blessed day.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla. This is your old friend from Coover, Mr. Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I have to say is that the discovery of a vaccine is quite welcome, bearing in mind that the disease is a new disease, and at least something has come up that might be able to save lives, I believe, and it should be accepted as any new form of a resistance to the disease itself. Because when we were little, we went to school on the basis of the inoculation card, the vaccination card, it was known as in my day. Babies had to be vaccinated, I think it was 3 to 6 months after birth, vaccinated against childhood diseases. And it was acceptable and accepted, whichever word you want to use, that children had to present that to the head teacher when they entered school. And as the times developed, as we developed during the course of our childhood, new diseases came about that we were even inoculated in schools. The polio came out in the 50s, and I think the school went on holidays, something like this, COVID, but for a shorter period. And the district nurses even took the fight against polio out of the health centers to open ground and so on, like in front of a big shop, in front of in a junction and so on. And children, the majority of children were vaccinated or inoculated against polio. And even in high school age, certain things happened too, because I think the principal one day said that they were coming to school to give us a booster shot, and we got something more on polio. And even in public service again, they came to the offices sometimes, and they talked about yellow fever vaccination and all that, and who wanted to take it, who believed they were at risk, and so on. And some of us did and some didn't. So this, I view this not as anything to do with the mark of the beast. That lady from Mason Hall who is talking about those persons who are anti-Christ, I would say, would believe in the vaccination. And the other gentleman here, I believe he's a Seventh-day Adventist, who is talking about the new controversy about the Sabbath day and when it should be. These things are irrelevant regarding COVID, you know. The point is that it's a new disease, as I said, and something has to be done. But what the ministry is not really telling us is that the sort of route, I would say, for want of a better word, they haven't established as such a pool that this new trend, this new upsurge in it, the where it has come from. The point is that so many people died in 1 month, and they haven't told us anything about the center, meaning, what's the reason for this new development of it? Where did it come from so suddenly? After that lull, that quietness in it, then you have this upswing of it. How did it come about, and what are the reasons so that persons can take the necessary precautions? Probably if it's from an area, you tell us that. If it came from ships or from immigrants or whatever, you tell us that so that we will take precautions against it. This is where the ministry is lapsing. And I think that something should be done in that respect. But I will take the vaccination as soon as it becomes available at the nearest health center. That's all I have to say.
Blessings. Hello, good morning.
Kala, morning, ma'am. How are you this morning, Kala?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm great, Kala. Wonderful. You know why, Kala? Because God has given me the opportunity to get up to see another day, no, Kala? Somebody didn't make it today, no, Kala?
True.
Right? So that's my first blessing. You know, people that look for blessing with car and house and this and that and money and things. My Kala, my blessing is that I get up in the morning and I can take a breath of fresh air and let go in Kala.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That is my blessing. That's all I want. I go see about things other than that. You know, Mr. Kuva, is talk things that, you know, that make sense most of the time in our Kala. Because at the end of the day, you say you had 80 days without COVID-19, right? No cases. And just so COVID-19 come out of the group and started spread. Where did it come from? You're not telling nobody. I hear they say it's spreading in the bar and all sorts of things. But where it's spreading in the bar, it had to come from somewhere. Right? COVID-19 don't drop out of the sky just so and start to infect everybody. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to bring it into the country or some sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Concerning this vaccine, Kala.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Christian or a man or a woman, let me stop using the word Christian because that is a broad term, right?
True.
If you are a man or a woman or God, right, and they come with this vaccine and they're forcing you to take it, Kala, definitely something wrong, you know.
Mm.
Right, we must be able to make that choice whether or not we believe that this thing is good or bad.
True.
Right, and if they're forcing you to take it and you say you have to take it because they're forcing you, well, then you don't believe in what you're reading in our Bible, you know, Kala.
True.
Yeah, you only reading that is a storybook to you, because plenty of the guys who were walking with Jesus, the disciples, they lost their head, they lost their hand. John the Baptist, they cut off his head because he tell Herod it's not good to sleep with your brother, wife, or to marriage, right? So we have to stand up for certain things. And if it is that there are certain things in the world coming towards us, are we willing to accept it? But then, Carla, we wasting our time and we don't serve no God, right?
Yeah.
I tell you, personally, Carla, if they bring any vaccine and they're forcing me to take it, they'll kill me, you know, Carla, I'm telling you. Yeah, you have to take my life, because if I know that ain't right for me, Carla, I'm not taking it. If I know that going against the word of God, I'm not taking it, Carla. I can't say I believe in God, and when they come with something, I just accept it. You know the Bible talk about that, you know, Carla? Yeah, yeah, many of us will give in. Many of us will give in when that time comes, Carla.
Mm.
So if I have anything else to say, Carla, I'll call back later.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, Carla.
I will. Thank you. Before I take any more calls, let me just play the messages from the text board.
Good morning, Sister Carlos. Yes, indeed, we have to worship God every day, but He set aside a particular day, and that is Saturday, Sabbath, the day of worship for Him. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that we have to worship God on the Sunday. Also, that is the only commandment that begins with remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because He blessed and He sanctified that day.
Good morning, Carlo. I don't know if I will take the vaccine, but if it's to help out your body restraining from this COVID-19, I might. And this thing about the mark of the beast and the 70s and them saying worshiping on a Sunday is the mark of the beast, they have it wrong. They're still on the old time Bible teaching. On the seventh day, Jesus healed someone So I don't know why they keep on, they just want everybody to follow their law. Okay? And it have, I can send the preaching on this thing about religion and religion, you know. Mm. No, I have no religion, you know. People man-made make up all these religions. 7 days and them Adventists have it. Wrong. Totally wrong. Right? Because if they are 7 days and they go into church on a Saturday, after church they just have to eat and everything. They just have to use money to travel to church and everything. And they're not supposed to touch nothing. And what they just be doing? Look, 7 days and then they have it totally wrong. And the mark of the beast is not the Sunday worshiping. You can worship any day of the week. Give your thanks any day of the week. So they just have it all wrong. And don't do nothing from 6 to 6 and 6 to 6. And whatnot. That is why some of them house may be dirty. And they want to talk about clean this and do that. Oh, come on people out there. Open your eye, listen and learn. That thing changed long time, years ago. Thank you, Carla, for listening.
Alrighty. All right, so you heard my last caller. She said she doesn't believe that the... So I asked the question. Let me tell you my question this morning. If a COVID vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some of you have said yes. Some of you have said no. Some people believe the vaccine is part of the new world order. Some people believe Sunday worship is the mark of the beast. Sunday worship door, is it a number? So that would be what? Number one? Because it's the first day of the week. So is it number one? Is the mark of the beast? I thought in Revelation 13 and 16, it's a number. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what you guys mean. I'm confused. So unconfused, Mina. Good morning, Carla. If they make taking the vaccine mandatory, I ain't taking none. Thanks for the opening prayer this morning. Much love. Thank you. Blessings.
Good morning, Carla. Nice program, nice topic. But that last caller that talked about the old-time Bible, it had nothing of the old-time Bible. Because God is a God that he changed not. You understand? So she need to pray before she read the Bible. Take her time and ask the Holy Spirit to help her to understand the Bible. I'm not saying that is the old time Bible. And
what she meant to say was no. She meant to say
time and read the Bible.
She meant to say Old Testament.
You will get all the answers from it.
Yeah,
have a good day. Nice program.
Yeah, bye. I don't think she meant to say old time Bible. I think she meant to say Old Testament law. Some people, you know, just may not have the right words, but you have to understand what they're saying.
Now I'm listening to the program. The program is a very informative program so far. And I understand that many people saying Mark of the Beast is Sunday worship and so forth and so forth. Now, if you understand the Bible and Revelation and Daniel and other parts of the Bible, a mark actually is to identify something. Beast is representing Daniel as a nation, right?
All right, I didn't hear that last voice note. 22 minutes after the hour. All right, I think I got through all the text messages. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
This is yours truly, Pastor Seeley here.
Hi, Pastor Seeley. How you doing?
I am fine.
I was hoping to hear from you this morning.
I met with one of your callers who had requested my numbers yesterday.
Oh, nice. Very good.
And I dealt with the situation to a point. I told him we have to have another session.
Yes.
But concerning the topic this morning, I want to say first, good morning to all the Sky family.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm listening to the callers and their contribution to two things that you're discussing this morning.
Yeah.
Number one, the vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, you said, is the vaccine a sign of the new world order? It is possible. Because the vaccine, Carla, will be coming with what I will call a package, I believe. Because the vaccine will be implemented, whether we want it or not, it will be implemented. And the vaccine, you're going to have to take the vaccine if you want to survive. Because the vaccine will be a stage setter for the mark that will come. You know, and yeah. I hear people discussing the mark of the beast.
There saying it's no Sunday worship.
Identify as the mark of the beast.
I have to agree with you there. I mean, I normally have to stay neutral, but I can't see a day.
There's no way. The Antichrist is the one that will be coming on the stage. That is the next big event that will be taking place in this world. Mm. Some believe the Antichrist is a system. Some believe is, but when you read the scripture carefully, the Antichrist, while it is a system, but it is also an individual. Amen? Mm-hmm. You see it in Daniel, you see it in Revelation. It's an individual. The Antichrist will be a king. He will be coming on the stage. And right now the stage is set and ready to receive him.
Mm.
Because the world is looking for answers. And he will be coming with false answers, false truths. And they will accept him with arms open wide. He's coming and Israel right now, the Jewish community is looking for a Messiah. And when the Antichrist comes, They will get attracted because they are looking for a Messiah. And when this man comes with all the answers that they're looking for, they will see him as Messiah. But after 3.5 years, when he set himself in the temple to be worshipped as God, then the eyes of the Jewish community and the children of Israel will be open.
Mm.
This is why Jesus tell them in Matthew 24. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, stand in your holy place because there will be great tribulation. Mm. So I'm saying to the wider audience of the Sky family and all who is listening, study the word of God. Don't just read the word of God. Study it. Study it because every answer we could think of, every answer we need to questions is recorded in the word of God. The Antichrist is a man. The mark of the beast is not a day. And the virus, this vaccine that will be coming, I believe it is a stage setter for the new world order. Because you will not be able to buy or sell without a vaccine. So that is a prelude to the mark of the beast. And all who say in Sunday worship is the mark of the beast. When the mark comes, it is possible that they will take the mark. Because, Carla, let me just show a quick example. But you see this temperature gun?
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly... That is something, that's a stage setter also.
Yeah.
So people are taking this temperature easy on either your hand or your forehead. And the mark that is coming will be either on your hand or your forehead.
Yeah, I
understand what I'm saying. So if you're taking this temperature on your hand or your forehead, very simple. They will graduate eventually into a mark.
So you don't know what Pastor is saying, that it's a form of programming people to accept it already.
Yes. They're programming you. You know, so that when these other, it's a stage, you know, they can't just bring it drop on you and you will be wise. But when they gradually bring it in, you will take it unaware.
Okay, but when?
The man who is now behind the chip, I saw a clip with him, who made the chip. He said when he made the chip, after he studied the book of Revelation, and he see this chip that is mentioned in the book of Revelation, he said he repented one time because he realized that what he did was ungodly. So I'm saying to people, we are in the last days, and there's a lot of things that will be implemented now. But we got to be wise, and we got to stay rapture ready, because all these events that we're talking about now, Carla, it will not take place until the church is removed from the earth.
Amen.
You see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We see where the man of sin, the son of perdition, who will exalt himself above all that is called God. He can only be revealed when the Holy Spirit is removed from the earth. And the Holy Spirit lives in the body of believers. So the next great big event that will take place in this world is the catching away of the saints. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you, Pastor. We're talking vaccination today. Inside Your Voice is a Christian perspective. When a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, would you be open to the idea of being vaccinated? Some people believe that the vaccine is part of the new world order. What do you believe? If it is said that you can't work or go anywhere without being vaccinated, would you still have reservations or would you take it? Let me know. Hello, good morning.
God bless, honey, as I again love you.
Hi, hi darling. Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed and fine.
Wonderful. Go right ahead and make your contribution.
Darling, hear what? When God make this earth, he make the first day he bless it. He make the second day he bless it. And he could go down and every day bless. You know them that only say it's one day is blessed? When God bless all the days? All the days God bless. So the Bible says be careful of false prophets. You have to know who you're following. Because God won't bless one day and he bless the rest of days. Then when you pray on one day, if you pray on Saturday, you don't have to pray on for the rest of the week. Now, if you worship on a Sunday, you don't have to pray to God for the rest of the week. It's not so it goes. The Bible tells them go to the temple on a Sunday, on the first day of the week, and pay their tithe. But if Christ, if you have to go to Sabbath, you have to reach there the day before, because you're not supposed to pay no car. You're not supposed to interfere with no money. You're supposed to reach in the church before. Are they better than they? When Christ come, he coming to judge. He coming by who worshiping on a day. He coming by who heart is right with God. Is that why the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, some people wicked, they let go the animal to eat out everybody thing. They can't mind the animal. When they go to church, the animal eating people thing, they letting it go. And they don't care, but they go into church, you know. And they keeping the Sabbath. They will worship on a Sunday, but they let go the animal. No, you have to have love. The first commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. All the rest is fraud to you, because you will go to hell by missing out one. And the first commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is the first commandment with promise. Color people don't know the scripture, but they just take it and mix it up. Love covereth all. Love do not behave itself unseemly. Love do not go down the road and drink rum to kill itself. Carla, you have a blessed day. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Come too far to die. Right, so my friend here says, blessed morning, Carla G. Bob. And the rest of the Sky family globally. One can worship any day. All days are the Lord's. However, it is written, Proverbs 28 and verse 9, King James Version, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Again, it is written, whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall to teach the same shall he be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The scribes and Pharisees were also called righteous by Jesus Christ because of the following of the commandments. Thus, observing the Sabbath, meaning setting aside the day to reflect and give thanks, praise, worship, and other prayers unto Abba Father, was stated to be based on the Holy Scriptures to be from Friday sundown to Saturday at sundown. So you can worship any day. However, the Sabbath is from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. Have a blessed day ahead, Carla. Blessings to you. Good morning, Carla. Mask up. Stay safe. Love you. I like it. I love it. Stay safe. Good morning, Carla. I would not take it. Carla, if we have to travel in any other country, they will make this vaccine mandatory. So you will have to take it. You've got a point. Blessed morning to you. Just went to TN Tech Marabella. The line was ridiculous, so I decided to go across to Massey to pay my bill, only to be told that the Lynx machine has been down for the last 2 weeks. Seriously, and TN Tech threatened to disconnect people. Wow.
now.
Hello, good morning.
Carla, morning again. Chief here.
Morning, Chief.
Carla, as I said before, right? You know, I think I'll tell you that sometime last week. Mm-hmm. You know, it has plenty asymptomatic Christians, you know, Carla. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, they call themselves Christians, but they show no sign of Christianity, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the energy they call it. If we say we serve in a God that is mighty and strong and awesome and wonderful, for Carla, if they're giving you something that you know is against the will of God, why would you take it, Carla?
Mm.
Why would you take it? You have to make a stand. You say, let your light so shine that all will see. So if you're taking something that you know is not of God, well, then you are serving the God I serve. You're serving some other God. You're only thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your well-being, not what's written in the Bible.
Mm.
Right? And I'm saying if you're standing for God, you have to stand for God in your car, like you do it halfway. He said the time is coming when the very elect will be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This time in between March, when they with all the shutdown and thing, Carla, I have heard Christian people say some kind of things, Carla, that has amazed me, you know, Carla. I was shocked when I heard those things, you know. All around election time and thing, Carla, I heard people who say there's men and women of God. I heard them saying some kind of things, Carla. I was amazed. I just decided to just take a rest, you know, Carla.
Yeah.
Because it was starting to play at my mind, you know, Carla, to tell you on the shoot, you know.
Yeah.
I was getting depressed, Carla, from what I was hearing from so-called Christian people, Carla. I decided to take a rest from the radio station and just put some time for me so that I read my Bible and think, Carla.
Yeah.
Because that can't be Christian people who was talking, Carla. No. As lady was now saying, Carla, we supposed to be full of love. We have to love we neighbor. We have to God is coming back to know what day you think for to give him praise. He coming back to dissect your heart to find out if it's black inside or it's red, pumping blood. He coming to find out if it's a love in it. Right? Because you can't serve God and he's a racist, you know, Carla. You can never serve God and he's a racist, because the African people who is Christian and the Indian people who is Christian. So if you're serving God and you say you're a racist, you ain't serving the God I serve in, Carla. Right? So I'm going to put in my little two cents again, Carla. And, you know, we are the show of us Christian, Carla. We can't fight the kind of battles that the normal people fighting out there, you know. We have to be the example, people. We have to see the life that we live in and follow, Carla. We have to be the light in all this darkness that's going on here, Carla. We have to be the light. And I'm saying again, if they bring a vaccine and they're forcing you to take it, something wrong, Carla. Right?
Mm.
You have to give me that choice whether or not I should take that or not, Carla. Anytime you're forcing me to take that, the revelation done revealing already their color. Right? Have a wonderful day, Carla.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Blessing.
Mighty name.
Blessings to you. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla. Morning to the Sky family.
Morning to you, Mr. Kanupia.
Yes, good morning. In terms of the vaccine, I'm listening to the conversation and they're saying that it takes X, Y, or Z time for vaccine to be properly tested and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're hearing about vaccines that are on the market, you know, for COVID and all that. And I am not going to be a sacrificial lamb. You know, I don't want nobody charge for vaccine on me. I want to be satisfied that when the time comes and they say, well, okay, this vaccine is tried, tested, and proven. As you said earlier, you know, World Health Organization approves all the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it is safe to take the vaccine. He would say, I don't have a problem in taking the vaccine, as any other vaccine that is good for your health.
Mm.
However, if there is any link in terms of the mark of the beast and a vaccine, whether it's this vaccine or whatever vaccine or mark that has to be taken, I think that it's not going to catch us off guard. I think we are going to be told that this vaccine, this mark is necessary,
mm-hmm.
and unless you have this mark, you cannot do it with the settled.
Mm.
You cannot do X, Y, or Z.
In other words, they're saying, because what Pastor Seely was saying is that he believes it's going to come with a package. So we wait to see.
And you'll have a choice. You'll have a choice in it.
You'll have a choice?
If you take the mark, right, on your forehead or on your hand, you know, you'll have no part in it.
Yeah.
There's a decision that you'll have to make.
Yeah.
Either to serve the Antichrist or to serve the Christ. It's a decision that you have to make, and there are consequences to your decision.
All right.
All right, good, bad, or indifferent.
All right.
All right, so this is not something that's going to be caught upon us. We are going to be aware. We have a choice to we know the consequences of our choices, and we will decide whether we want to serve the Christ and live for Him in the year after, or whether we will take the mark of the beast and end up in the lake of fire. So I think that is where it's going to boil down to, but we have a choice in the matter. It's not something that's going to pick up on us, catch us off guard,
right.
And then you realize, oh, shock, you know, I didn't know it was the mark of the beast at stake. But no, I don't think you realize that. You will know that you have a choice in the matter, but you will have to make that decision one way or the other.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Carla, this is my second call.
Yeah.
How come when Jesus died, they say he died Friday, he buried Saturday, and he raised Sunday? And how they have the guts to sit down and say Sunday is a devil worship day?
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot praise God all week, that he bless every day, it doesn't make no sense you telling people to worship God on a Sunday. God make every day holy.
Yeah.
And we supposed to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And let me tell you something, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I read something in the New Testament, I can't remember, calling them days I didn't say right on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said He will lock off prayer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And He's looking for worshippers who could worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's in John. The Gospel of John has it there.
Right?
So people have to understand, people interpret the Bible in their own way.
Yeah.
To me, when you pick up the Bible, before you open it, ask the Holy Spirit to increase your knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and His word, not my word. It's your word God put there. And I believe in that. But people interpret the word of God in their own way. As He turned around and Jesus turned around and said, He didn't come to take away, He come to add to the Old Testament. Right?
Yeah.
He said, you're not saved by law, you're saved by grace. We have to love each other, help each other, regardless of religion. Religion have no right to be speaking one another bad. God ain't coming here for that. He come in for people who could worship Him in spirit and in truth, with love in their heart for one another. You understand? But these people interpret it in their own way, and to me, like, they don't read the Bible at all.
Alright.
Because the kind of things, alright, look, when I get up in the morning, I just take tea and I bless my food. Right? God say, kill, cook, and bless, and eat. A day one of my friends come by me, and when I was blessing my food, he turned around and tell me what I doing that for. I said, I follow the word of Christ. Jesus Christ say, bless before you eat.
Yeah.
Right? Some people don't bless the food that they get. You have to bless everything God thing. Oh. Understand?
Gotcha.
Anyhow.
Blessings.
Carla, blessings to you.
Thank you.
And have a safe journey home.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Simply, all religious organizations are man-made. They may have been established for a desire to express their spirituality. This is coming from Princess Star. And connection to the Creator. However, it is impossible for anonymity of thought and belief to be established. The Christian religion was formalized by the Emperor Constantine to eliminate conflict as religion evolved. Conflict changed and Christianity has fragmented further. As a child, only the Catholics, Anglicans, Methodists, Presbyterians, Pentecostals were around. There might have been some Seventh-day Adventists. There were Baptists, both spiritual and, I guess you would say, Orisha or Shango. where all the independent churches came from. My body has been my temple since Sunday school. I would sit there feeling alone, even in the company of friends and family. I never accepted the environment of the church, I guess, and I always felt as though the teachings were foreign to me. Never knew why. Okay, then. I think at the end of the day, it all boils down to relationship, but Shirlene always says that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla. Carla, this is Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Carla, the mark of the beast and the chip are two different things, right? The mark of the beast will be put on your forehead so you can be clearly seen. And the chip will be put in your hand, your fingers around there, because you need, by constant movement, you need microelectricity to charge the chip.
Mm.
Right? So, and the other thing is, Carla, I don't believe that the God of heaven will send me to hell for calling his name on a Sunday and having Sunday worship. You know?
All right. Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Closest friend, and it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. Good morning to the body of Christ. Today, let us remind ourselves that we ought to be strong in the face of crisis, even if it seems hopeless and dead. The Bible says that when these things happen, rejoice and be glad. Sounds crazy, right? But look at Paul and Silas. When they were thrown into prison, they praised God in spite of the situation, and God loosed the chains and opened the prison doors. When Daniel was in the lion's den, because of the faithfulness, God sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. The three young Hebrew men who refused to bow to an image of a king of Babylon, then they were casted into the furnace. God was with them. What I'm coming at is this. We may look at our own dilemma as hopeless, but God is going to reverse it for you to see him working on your behalf. So when you feel trapped in a prison or of problems, he will open the doors of opportunity and break the chains of poverty, depression, lack, and sickness. When people say all sorts of hurtful, untrue things, negative and downtrodden words about you or to your God, well, God will shut them up. Or when they put you through hell, parents, children giving you a hard time, employers want to test your patience, fellow employees jealous of you because of the boss likes your temperament, and they send all sorts of evil devices against you. Know this, they can't touch you because God is with you. Be blessed and be safe. Blessings to you, anointed watchman. Like those people never read chapters 3 and 5 and 6, Carla, I go into Canada and the USA every year. I might take the vaccine. Love you, sweetie, in the book of Galatians. When you're working in the midst of it, I can't stop shining right now.
Hey there, Carla. Good morning. This is Cynthia Dawson from New Run. We could worship any day. It doesn't matter. Saturday, Sunday, whole week. Thank you. Take care. Good morning.
Morning. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was bound. So we talked a good bit about didn't have vaccination this morning. I think to conclude, I think a lot of you are torn. Some of you are for, some of you are against, as I suspected you would be. But at the end of the day, let the Spirit of God guide you on this matter. I know for one, I had a bad experience with a particular vaccine. If I would take it again, not likely. But at the end of the day, if the vaccine is a part of the New World Order, would you take it? I think most of you have said, no, you won't. Some of you have said you don't really believe in it, you know. When I say some, I mean just a few of you said you all don't believe in it. Some of you have even said Sunday worshippers or Sunday worship is in the mark of the beast. And of course, Pastor Ceiling has said Sunday worship, a day can't be the mark of the beast. It's not scriptural. So at the end of the day, let God reveal unto you all that is true. Read the scriptures. Ask God to give you understanding. And when you get understanding, you would get the knowledge that you need. Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Perish. Die. So we don't want to be like that, right? At the end of the day, we want to be free. We want to be free from chains. So that's all I have to say for today. on this beautiful Monday. Carla G saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Same time, same place, same frequency. Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire, empower, so that you guys could testify. It's a Testimony Tuesday tomorrow. Hoping to hear all your tests. Not testimony. It's a Thankful Tuesday tomorrow. Not testimony. Changing that. Thankful Tuesday tomorrow. You're going to tell me all that you're thankful for on a Thankful Tuesday. God bless you. Have a great one. Till the next. Love ya. Bye-bye.
Connect with us online at sky995fm.com.